I got to say, the markets are holding quite well today. They aren't really nailing the market down. And, you know, yesterday we had March beans, for example, get up within 0.75% of the January high. And remember, in January we made higher highs than December, but we closed lower than what we did at the end of December. So coming back up, looking at that high, the trade was going to sell into it with stops over the top. And so the markets fell back, but it's not like they're just wiping out, which makes me think we still have potential for this market to still try to push back to the high side. And we do have head and shoulders bottom chart formations on beans. You have it on beef corn, and you also have it in the wheat. And, of course, wheat broke through the neckline last week, and then it's corrected about, oh, golly, we've had wheat 30 cents off its highs. So, you know, the market is killing. I call this more than anything, it's rolling, it's killing time, because I think we're limited as to how high we can go without a weather issue in the U.S., but we're also, because, you know, you do have slowing economies, so to speak, but on the same token, the market is also limited as to how low it can go, and I think the market is just weaving its way through all of this year. And so I think that the market's killing time, trying to work its way into February here. We're also going to be looking at these USDA Ag Outlook meetings on the 23rd and 4th. And, of course, everybody's ears are going to be pinned to hear what the acres are out of those meetings, estimates for corn and beans. And then I think, you know, the commodity classic, you come into the commodity classic and right around the commodity classic, I think, you know, that's a lot of times around February 26th to the 3rd or 4th of March. Well, the commodity classic is the 1st, 2nd, and then, of course, the 3rd Sunday when everybody's coming home. But basically, it's the 1st is, I think, Thursday, and then the 2nd is on Friday. So I think somewhere in there, anyway, the commodity classic's going on. And so many times you look back, and corn has put a high in right in there. And I kind of think that'll happen again. Then we come in, we're thinking about big acres, we come in, and we start to go down, and, of course, weather's going to play a hand in this as we look at the southern states as to how well they're able to start looking at planting corn. I do think that the Ohio River Valley area continues to stay wet, and then so we get corn started. We maybe then stay more or less dry in Iowa. You guys maybe stay somewhat on the dry side, too, and you're able to start getting your crops in. And so once we head towards into April, the market is looking at the acres coming on very easily. And, of course, if the weather is kind and producers can get the seed, they will be, and the added fertilizer for extra acres, they'll be planting more corn than they originally planned. And then I think the market, you know, we get that done, and all of a sudden the market in May starts to say, you know, that seed might be in dry dirt. It's not raining, and we're heating up or whatever. And all of a sudden, the market starts deciding it's going to put in some weather premium. And we rally back up into June, could stretch into July, but you rally back up into June, and all of a sudden we're looking at possibly what could be your highs for the rest of the year.
So interesting information for producers, I think, to keep in the back of their minds as they plan for this spring.
I think so. I think that as we do this rolling process and trying to lift, I think producers should be using it as an opportunity to market their grain and to be getting some new crop stuff pinned. If nothing else, buy puts underneath, you know, buy some 580 puts. As we break down into April, we might be able to sell some out-of-the-money puts, nice deep out-of-the-money puts or something, so that if a weather issue hits, we're protected. You've got, you know, you haven't spent a lot for them, but in the meantime, the market has taken off and ran on a weather issue if that occurs. I don't know as if that's going to occur much beyond June, but if it does, then you're still protected, but you have peace of mind knowing you've got yourself floored. And then I would say also that the volatility that's keyed into those puts for December corn tend to be pretty low right now. So volatility would only have one direction to go, and that would be up.